He was rolling it out for about 50 years or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll tell you what this is.
Yute Shvat, Friday the 25th of January, Rabbi Ari Tumim, Zoches Yem Shabbos Lekatshoi.
First of all, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share a few words of Divrei Torah. It's a schus for me to be able to come here and be part of this program. So, of course, one of the central themes of this week's parsha is Aseres HaDibros. And there's a question of how much possible prominence, or how much should one single out the Aseres HaDibros. Means Tosus in Brachos brings Yerushalmi that there was a suggestion to institute the Aseres HaDibros should be recited every day. We say Kriyas Shema every day, we daven every day. So we should also say part of the routine should be Aseres HaDibros every day. Why is it so significant? Tosus brings the Yerushalmi that famously Rav Sadia Gonik expounds on it that the Aseres HaDibros were including them, the whole Tariq Mitzvahs. They're the nucleus of all Tariq Mitzvahs. And therefore, now Tosfos doesn't bring the Yerushalmi there concludes. So what was the reason why Itaka didn't recite it? Why is it not Itaka instituted that every single day we should say Aseres HaDibros? Nay, Tarumas Haminim. Tarumas Haminim. Because the Minin may say this is of more import than the rest of the Torah. This is divinely given. This was Torah, Misinai. We stood there, we heard that Aseres HaDibros. The rest is not as good. Arrived, it was everything. Now, there's the minhag in a lot of places is that during the Kriyas Aseres HaDibros, everyone stands up. Says the Rambam, in Truvas Rambam, it's wrong. Not only is it wrong, one should stop it. What's going to be? Tarumas Haminin. And by doing so, what indicates that this is more important. Now, the minhag was perhaps later justified by various G'day D'Achronim. They were not giving more important, various reasons why we should stand up for the Aseres HaDibros. Not giving more import to the Aseres HaDibros, we're just sort of reenacting the scene. By Siatsu Tachasaho, Kal Yisrael was standing at the time that took place, so therefore, we also, so to speak, reenact to enforce the imagery of what took place, so we stand up as well. Interesting enough, there are other times when we also stand up. Shiras Hayom, people, some know how to stand up. So, is that correct or incorrect? So, there, why we stand up Shiras Hayom? So, I saw a sefer, I was once looking at the Makoris, is there a Makori tackle to stand up for Shiras Hayom? So to stand up for Shiras Hayom, it seems like there was a minhag. And the question is that a valid minhag or not valid minhag? So it seems like there's an old minhag. So I was looking up for Makori, and I saw a sefer in Kriyas HaTorah, he sends you to a Tshuva Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay, well, interesting. So I look at the Tshuva Rav Moshe Feinstein. So Rav Moshe Feinstein there is talking about, so okay, he's justifying the minhag to stand up for Shiras Hayom. So one of the reasons, one of the justifications is that we stand up for other parshas as well. The minhag is to stand up for other parshas as well. For example, Shiras Hayom. So therefore, if it were you only stood up for Aseres HaDibros, so fine. So then there would be an objection. But since the minhag is now, what is the basis for that minhag? He doesn't say any makor for that. But the fact is that people do it. So once people do it, so it's done. So lamaisa, there's no real minhag, there's no real makor to stand up for Shiras Hayom. Now, as you know, there are two sets of the genus of time or trop for Aseres HaDibros. Tam Tata and Tam Elyon. Some Chumashim very confusingly print them both together. Not sure what the point of doing that is. It's absolutely no use to anybody. But the point is that the Aseres HaDibros has two forms. The genus give form and structure to the content of what we're reading. As the Kaf, the Mishnah Berurah says that if one were to read the Meginah's wrong in a way which misinterprets the Pasuk as a result, one's required to reread it properly. Now, the Aseres HaDibros have two forms, two sets of structure here. One is, when we read them, this is based on a Chizkuni on this week's Pasha. It's brought down in the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shavuos, and the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Tzadik Daled, where we talk about the Kriyas HaTorah for Shavuos, because the Kriyas HaTorah for Shavuos, obviously on the first day, is the Aseres HaDibros. So over there, he summarizes this, he brings this Chizkuni, and he speaks about this idea, that when we're talking about the Aseres HaDibros, so every one of the Aseres HaDibros has its own pasuk, has its own form. So therefore, Loisirtzach is two-word pasuk. So you don't find anywhere else in the Torah a two-word pasuk. So, if we're learning it as part of the Kriyas HaTorah, if Chesed Chizkuni, in Chodesh Shvat, when we learn Parshas Yisroel, and when we learn Parshas Eschanon, we're learning it as Kriyas HaTorah, so then you don't separate each dibur into its own pasuk. Therefore, you have it's all going to be one pasuk. However, on Shavuos, where we're remembering Matan Torah, we're remembering Avicino Aseres HaDibros, so therefore each dibur gets its own pasuk. And conversely, we talk about Noichi V'Lo Yieh, several long pasukim. But when we lay it on Shavuos, you put them all together. They were Dibur Nemru, they were Dibur Echol Nemru, the Piyah Shmuel Shemayim. Those two go together, and therefore those two pasukim all become one new long pasuk. Now, Mishnah Berurah also points out that there's a difference in the way you actually read the words. It's not only the trop that's affected here. Why? It's because you know that the voweling changes when you have a pause, when you have an esnachto, or you have the end of a posuk. The voweling changes. Yeah. So Eretz comes, Oretz, etc. There's the different word. The surviving changes slightly. This follows. If you have Loisirtzach and Loisinov all one posuk, so Loisirtzach, there's no pause on it, it's not the end of a posuk, it's a flow. So the word Sirtzach says, as it is Sirtzach. But if it becomes the end of a posuk, it changes to Tirtzach. There are two changes here. Number one is the voweling, the patach, the end of the word changes Loisirtzach to Loisirtzach, that's the end, that's a pause. Number two, the sof becomes a tof. The reason for that is because there are several letters which take doglish, which change the pronunciation. Begat kefes, base gimel dalet kof pei and sof can be a base, can be a vase or base gimel. The svarim have difference kof and a chof and a sof and a tof. So when it's at the beginning of a word, the sof becomes a tof normally. If it's connected with the previous word, so it remains a sof. So in the reading of the pasuk, there's one long pasuk. The loy sirtzach is a merkan, a tefillah connected together. So it says sirtzach. But if you have the loy tirtzach, that's a pasuk by itself. So the loy there is got the vowel of a tipcha. Tipcha is disjunctive. It disconnects the two words. So loy tirtzach. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring, but there is a Zohar who actually speaks about it, and he says it's not only the trot that's changed, it's not only the value of changed, but there is also a remez in the meaning of the words here, which are also inferred to. And that is, the word loy tirtzach, loy is disjunctive. And therefore it affects the meaning of the word. He says the Zohar, that were it not to be for this reading, so to speak, of the Torah, it would be impossible, it would never be allowed, the world wouldn't be able to do this, and he goes through all of that rest of the verse. So for example, Ruticha says, you'd never be allowed to kill somebody. Loi Sirtzov, that would be cast in stone. Excuse the pun. So, therefore, the reading of Loi Sirtzov enables Loi Tirtzov. There are times when a person, when you're allowed to kill, someone's committed an Aveira, which requires to be killed by Bezdin, then Tirtzov, you're allowed to kill. So the reading of the Aseres HaDibros says the Chizkuni, and brought down Mishnah Berurah, that one should, if you're leaning it on Shavuos, then you're leaning it out of Aseres HaDibros. You follow the time, the set time, which allows each dibur to be dibur by itself. But when you're leaning Kriyas HaTorah, that remains in effect today, the minhag hagro. The prevalent minhag in most places It's not like that. It's that nonetheless we read the Aseret HaDibros as the Aseret HaDibros, which perhaps is the reason why that minug of leaning, of standing up, which L'chayra is only going to be, should only be relevant when one leans the Aseret HaDibros as Aseret HaDibros. So that's become the minug, the widespread minug also. Nonetheless, there are still those that do object. Obviously, someone who's standing beforehand, there's no objection for him to remain standing. But there are those who do still object to it. But the mice of the widespread minig is that the minig is to stand. It's justified by various gedolei achronim, and the leaning is the leaning of the aseret hadibros as aseret hadibros. Although the Mishnah Berurah says that when one is leaning it for himself, shnayim mikorech targum, then one shouldn't follow the kriyas haTorah the way we lean in shul, but rather one should lean the kriyas haTorah of kriyas haTorah. Now, one of the Aseret HaDibros that you can't speak about, the more we just said it's Kol Tarei Mitzvos, is Zocher Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshei. There are two parts to keeping Shabbos. There's a part of Shmirat Shabbos, the keeping of the, all the halachos of Hilchos Shabbos, desisting from doing melachos. And there's also Zocher Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshei. There's something more Zocher Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshei. There's something extra besides the Shmirat Shabbos. There's also Zocher Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshei. What is meant by the word Zocher Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshei? So in the Chassidish Swarim they say Zocher Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshei. You remember the Shabbos, you keep Shabbos LeKadoshei, and that's Mekadosh the Shabbos. LeKadoshei, to be Mekadosh it, what it, the Shabbos. Reflected by the, similarly, the Sfas Emes says it by Shmir Shabbos. The Shomer Israel es HaShabbos, La'asois es HaShabbos. Shomer Israel es HaShabbos, that's what makes the Shabbos into the Shabbos. Which is a Chiddush, because, generally speaking, we know there is a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Shabbos is built in, so to speak, to the system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekadosh HaShabbos, whether you like it or not, Isarus de la Eila, it's a Isarus which comes from above. And Yom Tov is Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim. It's the Kedusha of Yisrael which inspires the Beis Din had the right to define it. It's totally in the control of the Beis. It goes so far as Rav Tzadok HaKohen in his Sefer HaTorah in Pasuk Kedoshim says that if one is to eat on Shabbos purely, not L'shem Shemayim, purely for the sake of indulgence, so that's Rav Tzadok HaKohen, that's Mekadosh the person. What you do on Shabbos, only Shabbos on Shabbos, that's Mekadosh the person whether you like it or not. That's inbuilt. The Novi chastises Klal Yisrael, Chodsheichem u'mayadeichem sonon nafshi. So that's Rav Tzadok HaKohen, it's Chodsheichem u'mayadeichem sonon nafshi. Those chadoshim which you take for yourself, the Rosh Chodesh, and the Yom Tovim which you do for yourself, Chodsheichem u'mayadeichem sonon nafshi. When it comes to Shabbos, there's no such criticism. Shabbos is different. Shabbos is something which is automatically built into the system, whether you like it or not. Now, the Vilna Gaon argues. The Vilna Gaon in on that pasuk there in Chazon Yishai in the Bi'ah God the Nach, there he says no, that applies to Shabbos as well. Kol ha'ma'anegas haShabbos, ha'ma'anegas haShabbos, not kol ha'ma'anegas atzmei b'Shabbos. Kol ha'ma'anegas haShabbos zoicha to all the promises that Chazal say. It's not talking about a person who's ma'aneg himself.
I beg your pardon? The Mekadosh and Me'anek is maybe a different concept.
Possibly. But it seems from there's a fundamental machlokes between Rav Tzadok HaKohen and the Vilna Gaon as to whether the things that a person does on Shabbos for his own indulgence, for his own sake, Shalom Hashem Shemayim, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Does that have a positive value or does that detract? And traditionally, the Chassidish Sforim would normally go with the side of the Rav Tzadok HaKohen on this matter. I saw brought down, I don't remember now where, that someone sees something on Shabbos, He sees something which is a geshmak, a chavis, something geshmak which he likes to eat and indulge, and he restricts himself from eating it, he's been over in the Shabbos. The Shabbos, there's no question about it, let's get this straight. There's no question about it. That Chazal say clearly, one's supposed to eat good, geshmak, nice food on Shabbos. Something that one enjoys. There's no question about it, yeah? Supposed to eat meat, supposed to eat fish, the best you can find. There's no question about that. The only question is, if one does it without Kavanah Shabbos, is that a Teheres, is that a positive value or not? Obviously for me, it's a lot easier to follow it to look at Kohen in this matter. But, I saw a story brought down by, in Chaim Kaufman Sefer. He records that he heard it from someone who heard it from Rabbi Avraham Kalmanovich. Rabbi Avraham Kalmanovich, after the war, became a Rav Shiva Meir. And Rabbi Avraham Kalmanovich related that the Chofetz Chaim, was in his 90s, he came to Vilna for the Vada Yeshivas. And a gentleman...
Which
war? I beg your pardon?
What for?
To collect the Vada Yeshivas.
Second
one. So... No, for the bad yeshivas, he used to collect for the yeshivas. And a gentleman came to him, and he said his wife is having difficulties in childbirth. Could you have a bracha from the Chofetz Chaim, please? So the Chofetz Chaim said, "Tzedakah tatzah mimoves," give a donation to the bad yeshivas. And the fellow gave a sizable donation. In the middle of the night, this guy comes banging on the door of Chofetz Chaim, and he says, Rebbe, the situation's got worse. You have to help me. He throws himself to Chofetz Chaim. Please do something. Chofetz Chaim says, "Tzedakah tatzah mimoves," but that seems like that helps you if before you're in the situation. Once you're in the situation, it's much more difficult. So Sholosh, Chazal tell us, there are Sholosh Averos, Noshen Mesos, B'Shasei Dosom. There are three Averos which women are looked at the time of Leidosom, which is the time of particular danger. Nidosh Shabbos and Adlokas Haneh. So he says to the fellow, "Tell me something. What's your Shmir Shabbos like?" The fellow says, "Listen, I don't know that much, but I do what I can." So he says, "Tell me, if you would have a stain on your garment on Shabbos, would you rinse it off? Would you wash it out? Would you clean it out?" He says, "I'll tell you the truth, I would, but I didn't realize it's a problem." So Chofetz Chaim says, Are you mekabel from now on to learn Hilchos Shabbos and keep Shabbos? So he says, "Yeah, of course." Chofetz Chaim shakes his head, I don't know if that's going to be enough. In the situation now, the situation that we're in, he says, "Turn to Rabbi Avraham Kalmanovich." And Rabbi Avraham Kalmanovich was somebody who the Chofetz Chaim had sent to deal with a pitz in Hilchos Shabbos somewhere. And he said to him that, "You've got schus Shmir Shabbos, you've already got an existing schus Shmir Shabbos. Give your schus to the, maybe give the schus to this gentleman to help his wife." And Rabbi Kalmanovich wasn't so keen on it. And he said to the Chofetz Chaim, "Rebbe, actually, you give your schus to Shmir Shabbos to the fellow." The Chofetz Chaim says, "No, ich bin ein alter Gornisht. Ich bin nothing. You give your schus. Hey, make a kinyan, gives him a beged, gives a garment. Says, make a kinyan chalipin, give him your schus." Okay. He wasn't so comfortable, but the Chofetz Chaim told him to do it. He did it. He said, "I've also got a wife. My wife's also sick. She's my schus. Chofetz Chaim, do it." And a while later, the gentleman came back. The situation had changed dramatically. The doctors couldn't believe it. And Rabbi Kalmanovich was very upset, because he also felt that he'd given away. A side point, it's a separate discussion with the ability to give away his chus of a mitzvah. Who says you can do that, Bechlal? You can give away Olam Haba? Okay, that's a separate topic in itself. So he's very upset. He went to Rabbi Chaim Moshe Grudzinski and he told him the story. And he told him, "I know my wife's also not well. I've given away my chus. So what's going to be?" So Rabbi Chaim Moshe said, "There's chus in me that I have to worry about. You've just been Hatzolos Nefoshes. That's an even bigger schus than Shmir Shabbos. You've got your more schusim now. So you know what we both need to worry about is So we've got a gentleman walking around with Chofetz Chaim in our generation, and a person is walking around on a totally different planet to us. We've got no shaitan, we've got no idea what's going on here. So that's the power of Shmir Shabbos that the Chofetz Chaim saw. Now, Rashi says, Taich, what's Taich in the Pasuk? What's the actual Taich according to Rashi? Rashi says, Zocho, Lashon Pa'oilhu, Kemoya Pa'oil, Achelosh Soy, Rechim Pishroinoi, this is what's intended here, is Tnu Leiv, Lizkoi Tomid, Esheim HaShabbos. So Rashi is saying here, you're required to do an action. It's a continuous action, it's a continuous participle here of the verb Zohar, remember. Do something constantly. Do something which will remind you constantly of Yom HaShabbos. So if you find something nice, prepare it, set it aside for Shabbos. Now this is based, Rashi's commentary is based on Gemara in Beit Zadok Tzayin. And the Gemara records as follows, Tanya. Amar lo Shammai HaZaken. It was said about Shammai HaZaken, Kol Yomav HaYoyot L'Kovit Shabbos. He would always eat the Kovit Shabbos. Mosa Behem HaNoe, Behem HaZul Shabbos. He would find something special, Behem HaNoe, Zul Shabbos. Mosa Achaz Noem HaNoe, when he found an even better one, he would put the second one aside for Ichas Rishoyna. Avol, he'll Azokin, Midah Cheres Hisaloi. He had a different approach, Hilal Azokin. She called Maisa Vashim Shumayim. Everything Hilal did was Vashim Shumayim. She Nema, Baruch Hashem, Yoim Yoim. He didn't take that approach. Baruch Hashem, Yoim Yoim. Rashi, Lashim Shumayim, Boiteach. So he didn't set aside something for the week because he had bitachon that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, you'll get what you need when you need it. Says the Ramban. Ask the Ramban on this week's Parsha and Rashi. So I don't understand. Why is Rashi quoting the Pshat of Shammai? You know, when you have a machlokes in Shammai, the one says this was similarly, this machlokes went further in the generations between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Generally speaking, we pass them like Beis Hillel. So why is Rashi bringing down the shit of Shammai over here? That's the question of the Ramban. And after that, the Ramban learns a different pshat in the pasuk entirely. Now, in Halacha, towards the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, it's a similar Rishnon. The Ramah, in his commentary on the Torah of the Daki Moshe, brings as follows. There's a mitzvah to prepare on Sunday for Shabbos. Even though the Gemara says, this is what the Gemara means. Even though he always did things in Shemayim, that wasn't the way he behaved. He didn't follow Shammai in this instruction. Avol, gam Hillel moideh, shemidas Shammai adifa. Even Hillel agrees that Shammai's position is advantageous. Chim mashma, the mice of the high katov, you want in Shabbos, pay it called Gisrei. The Israelites is kishammai ad kanashenoi. He brings a story, the one on Shabbos, he just alludes to it. The one on Shabbos talks about a certain fellow, and the one describes him extremely wealthy, incredible terms. The one that talks about he used to bring in tables of gold with chains of silver, and the one says he was asked, but me, but mezuchi, so how did you attain this riches? And he says, katzav yisi, I was a simple butcher, and he always used to set aside the best thing for Shabbos. So that seems to indicate that the halacha follows Hill, Shammai Adifa, and that kind of shining, and he doesn't offer any more explanation. Varamban, Kosov Pirsha Chumish, Pashas Yisroi, Ubeis Hillel Cholik al Beis Shammai, Ulez Hilchasok al Beis Shammai, Ulez Simreish Ben Beis Mashmid Rei Zerua. Fine. So, he brings down, Koin to Ezerua, Hillel is Moina, the Shit is Shammai is Alifa. Why? He doesn't specifically argue. There's an interesting notion used in the Gemara, Midah Cheres Hoysoloi. And you're trying to pick up on it. Minda Acheres means like he had a different approach, a different way of behavior. Ramban, Al Torah, which I already mentioned, argues. And the Bach says, Loi Pligi. The Bach says, there's not an argument, you can do this approach, or you can do that approach. But, again, it requires a bit more explanation, and why should the halacha be like a Shammai? And the Imre Emma says that we know that also Lovvoy, the halacha is going to follow Beis Shammai, is brought down, and it's one that even though now he's passing Beis Hillel, it's a chiddush, it's a baskel, essentially Beis Shammai were the roiv, and also Lovvoy, the halacha is going to follow Beis Shammai. Says the Imre Emes, Shabbos is me'in olam habo. Shabbos is me'in olam habo. So when it comes to this halacha, so that's why we follow Shama. It's a little bit of a kasha on that. Why? Because we don't find every time in Hilchos Shabbos we follow Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. So maybe you can get out of it. You can say here's a little different. Here we're talking about during the week, remembering the coming future of Shabbos. So that's a dogma of me'in olam habo, remembering the future, and therefore. That's what the Imre Emes says. The Chacham Sofer offers a slightly different take. The Chacham Sofer says there's a Zohar that says the Talmud Chacham is Bechinas Shabbos. Every day the Talmud Chacham walks around, that's a like a Shabbos. So Hillel was on that Madrega Midah Cheres Chisoloi, that when every day that he had, that was like Shabbos, and therefore he didn't put aside for Shabbos. But in the Mishnah Berurah, he adds in an explanation. And he says as follows. His kibu haba poskim, shegam hilal moida kedibi bishamai. The Mishnah Berurah is also in similar shnun, see on the base. His kibu haba poskim, shegam hilal moida shekedibi bishamai difetvi. Elo, shahoya batech bashem, shebevada, let him forget that Hillel is the one in Warren Brochus. Warren Brochus talks about what's a tulat shov. What it says is the concept that to daven for something that's already taken place is too late. That's called tulas shov. Hayis ishem uberes v'omay he rotsen she tenet ishti zocha harezu tulas shov. Once it's reached a stage, one says it depends on the first 40 days, not hard, but once a stage where the gender of the child has already been determined, hayos shemei kol tzok over here. He heard a cry, distress coming from the town, and he says he rotsen she anshe beisi. I raise you to that shelf. Why? Because it's already happened. So one that says that Hillel came to the town and he says, he heard the Shema Kol Tzoka, Muftichani She'ein Zu Me'anshei Beisi. I'm sure this is not from my house. But I'll say Nema, Nocha Nibay B'tuch Hashem, Mishmur Ro, Lo Yira Nocha Nibay B'tuch Hashem. So Hillel is the one that has tremendous B'tuch Hashem. Before Hashem, what do you mean? He's sure this is not going to come from his house. Nothing ever bad happens in his house. One of the shochem is that even if something bad were to happen in my house, there wouldn't be a scream about it. There wouldn't be a cry of distress about it. The betochel in my house is that what Hashem does, that's what's supposed to happen. There's no kol sa'oko about that. Yeah? The Midrash of Zisha never had a bad day in his life. Yeah? So, Akoponim, Hillel is this person who the Gemara says is the exemplar par excellence of Nochon Nibay B'tochel Hashem. Says the Mishnah Berurah. His kibbutz poskim shegam Hillel moedik to Shabbos nefri. Elo, Hillel himself is b'teir b'Hashem shevada yasmin loy l'Shabbos mona yofa mishar hayomim. Okay, day lechazik midas b'tchoy noy kain. This was part of Hillel's program where he reinforced, he strengthened his midas b'tochem. Avol shar kol odom shein b'tchoy noy chazok kol kach. Any other person who's not on that level of b'tochem, gabu moedik to Shabbos. Adivot fei, Hillel be moida as midah cheres ha'isaloi. That was a midah cheres which Hillel for him had. A pshita bedavo she'ein eshkech dignos. If someone comes across something which is not common, she is damen loy dava shloy nisa. That it's not going to spoil. Azay yaniach oisoi the Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to set it aside for Shabbos, and that's how you became Shabbos. Now in the field, a lot of people say saying on Shabbos is one of the zmiras. Chai Hashem invented in the zmiras before Kiddush. There's a refrain that goes, Elo Harim Esainai, Kehilel, Veloy Chashamai. So the pshat is Elohim Esenai. Someone who's on the Madrega of Bitochon can say Elohim Esenai. Then it's Kehillel Ulek Chashamai. Some though do say, and there is another reading there, Elohim Esenai Kehillel Ukishamai. Because both approaches, as we see in the Rishonim, are both, except for the Ramban holds the Machlokes, are both valid approaches la halacha. Someone who's on the Madrega of Hillel can do Hillel, and so, other than that, Hillel's also made that Shabbat Adi for Tvei. The Maitz of the Ramban, he disagrees. How does he touch the Pasuk? Zohar Yisrael Shabbos the Kaddishoy, he says the way you remember Shabbos is the fact that we count the days of the week. The first day, the second day, what's the first? It's the first day leading up to Shabbos. So when a person says, Hayoyim Yoyim Rishon B'Shabbos, identify the day of the week as Rishon L'Shabbos, according to the Ramban, he's Mekai in the Mitzvah of Zohar Yisrael Shabbos the Kaddishoy. Shkarech. Thank you for listening.
Hang on, theme of Shabbos. Dudim was learning Resh Tzadi Aleph, then Sholos Sudas. And as he's in the middle of his meal, I won't disturb him. We'll carry on the next one, Resh Tzadi Beis.